Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 22nd of July. The decision of the People's Bank of China to cut interest rates was, perhaps, inevitable, even if the timing was a surprise. Even using official data, the lethargy of China's economic growth has been evident for some time. But what does a 10 basis point rate cut really change? Directly, very little. Few economies would respond to so small a reduction in borrowing costs. Moreover, there is a question as to whether borrowing costs are the constraint on China's economy. The weakness does seem to have something of a structural tone to it. However, the rate cut does signal that policymakers are sensitive to the growth lethargy, and in that sense may be seen as a down payment on policy accommodation to come. In the United States, US President Biden's decision not to seek the Democratic Party's nomination for re-election has less immediate market impact than media headlines might suggest. Politicians are generally less important than they think they are, in contrast to economists, who are more important than anyone thinks. Markets react if probabilities on policy change. And at least initially, those probabilities have not really altered. Republican House Speaker Johnson has publicly endorsed US Vice President Harris to become the 47th President of the United States, albeit by calling on President Biden to resign immediately. That seems an unlikely outcome, though Harris has received key Democrat endorsements to replace Biden as candidate. Because markets focus on probabilities around election outcomes and their policy implications, what will matter is, one, who does become the Democratic Party's nominee, and to some extent who the vice presidential candidate is, two, whether there would be a significant shift in policy stance from that change, which seems unlikely, three, whether that change alters the probabilities for the presidential race relative to the situation last week, and four, whether that change alters the probabilities for congressional races relative to the situation last week. We do not get absolute clarity on the nomination until next month's convention, and polls are unlikely to properly reflect voter outcomes for some time. What really matters in November is turnout and whether this decision motivates more voters from either party to cast a vote. Finally, last Friday's technology outage is a reminder that the technological advances of the fourth industrial revolution are not a universal positive for productivity and economic growth. One consequence of this will be more time and money looking at protecting against a repeat of the outage. This is not, strictly speaking, efficient, and for some sectors it will just be a straightforward cost. Technology should be a net positive for overall economic efficiency, otherwise nobody would adopt it. But all forms of technology can introduce inefficiencies into parts of the global economy. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/workingwithus. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.